Yeah, but they protect him up front, you know. They only gave enough, given up six sacks in the last three games, so that's pretty good. You know, we just got to get out there. We really got to stop the run, like I say every week.
So you would like to welcome them to Titan defensive football, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it's going to probably be in the second half when we stop the run and we've got a few points up on them, you know, where they can't run the ball. Then we can welcome, you know, have a nice big Tennessee welcome for them.
Pretty good offensive line you're going to face.
Yeah, it's a real good offensive line. Man, their scheme is good. It protects him. They don't put him in any dangerous situations, so it's a good scheme for them.
Albert, do you still hate the Ravens, or has that kind of gotten better over the years?
I hate every team I play, so it doesn't matter who it is.
Them no more so than us, though?
Nope, not really. Same feeling about everybody.
What about their defense? You know, as a guy who knows defense, you can critique other defenses. Are you amazed that they've been able to do it as well as they have for as many years as they have?
I mean, look, you look at the leader on there, you got Ray Lewis, Samari. Well, Samari's out, but you got Ed Reed. I mean, he just got all-stars all on that defense, and no, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, they're a great defense. They have great leadership over there. I mean, they're one of the most exciting defenses in the NFL.
What do you make of Flacco? You get a chance to watch him Monday night?
Yeah, Washington, he still made a couple of rookie mistakes, but he's going to be a really good quarterback. You know, he's a big guy. He can move. You know, he makes pretty good decisions with the ball. You know, just a little slow right now. You know, it's been his third game.
He got gobbled up a little bit by the Steelers. That encouraged you?
Yeah, it did. But, you know, our stuff will come late in the game. You know, we got to have that stamina. You got to be like Kyle Vandenbosch as far as, you know, that motor that never quits to get after him. That's when the plays will come toward the end of the game.
So you feel confident deep into the game if you're close and you guys are behind, your play comes in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it's definitely going to come in the fourth quarter because they're going to try to run the ball. You know, if we can get up by 14 points or so, then they'll start opening up the offense a little more and letting them throw the ball. And, you know, they can't really max protect because they're going to try to score points.
Albert, you feel like if you can get this win, you may be safe to say you guys are an elite team in this league? And if so, do you even care?
No, not at all, because you get this win, you'd be 5-0. You still go 5-11. So I'm just looking at it one game at a time, just, you know, taking it one game at a time. You can't look ahead too much.
This should be your toughest test, though, so far.
Well, I think all of them are tough tests. You know, Jacksonville was definitely a tough test at the beginning of the year. Cincinnati was a tough one for me. You know, Houston, all of them. So now you got a team that's truly got a good running team. They're going to run the ball, you know, no matter what. They don't want to put their rookie quarterback in harm's way. So you're just going to have to get after them.
How strange will it be not seeing Billick over there?
It will be, you know, it'll be strange, but they act like the same team, you know. I mean, there's nothing really changed about them.